Jamie Glass of Herbster was checking his P.O. box when the postmaster told him the office could be closed.
Why?
Why? Because our intake of money is not...
Glass has the distinction of renting P.O. Box number one in Herbster.
We've been using this post office for quite a while now. So, for a couple of generations, couple of three generations. It's, I guess, worse for my father because he's retired and disabled. And so having this close by... He doesn't last very long in a car or on his feet before he has to rest anyways.
Many of Herbster's 104 people are retired and don't use computers to pay their bills or send email. Rita Dean is one of them. She's upset at the possibility of losing her post office.
Well, I was shocked. I really was. I mean, I was really surprised. I can't see how you could close it. I mean, if the post office got a problem, but geez, why take it out on the people? You know, and I have medicine that I get in the mail, and in the wintertime you have to go all that distance just to get your mail. How come they want to close Herbster?
The 2010 U.S. Census shows rural America makes up just 16% of the population, the lowest percentage ever. Just 20 years ago, 25% of people hailed from small towns. Pete Skank runs the area's ambulance service. He thinks if they take away the post office, they'll take away Herbster's identity.
We're starting to see some vitality. We're starting to see hope for our future. And now it's gone. You know, you remove 54844. We're gone from the map.
8 miles east on Highway 13 is the Lake Superior community of Cornucopia. Population, 98. It has Wisconsin's northernmost post office. Resident Maggie Dockett is glad their post office is not on the list.
Yeah, coming to the post office, it's usually 10, 15 minutes of, hi, how are you? And how are the grandkids? How's the dog?
Kind of relieved that, at least for now, Corny's not on that list.
Oh, I hope, Corny, that never is on that list. I mean, living north of Highway 8, we really depend on the Postal Service.
Just being on the list doesn't mean a post office will be closed. Postal Service spokesman Pete Nowacki says a more definitive list will be released in September, followed by a 60-day comment period where townsfolk can make their case about isolation and identity.
That's the type of information that we want brought to us as, you know, we start this public contact process. At this point, it's a bit of a one-size-fits-all. We've identified these offices based on certain numbers and certain factors, and now we start taking a look at what makes each one unique and what makes each situation different from another.
Nowacki says even if a post office is closed, the zip code and town will remain on the mailing address. But Cornucopia's postmaster, Chris Figge, who's held that job there since 1974, says for rural towns, that's not the point.
I feel sorry for Herbster or anybody that's getting a cut and losing their post office. Because if it is anything like Cornucopia's post office, we always joke in here. If there's a line in here, everybody says, get a can or there's a line in the Cornucopia post office. And who brought coffee and who's bringing the rolls?
And then find out who has a new grandbaby or who's set for surgery. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Herbster.